Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of April the 5th, 2025, the 7th of Nisan, 5785. The following is a revised version of a message posted the week of March the 19th, 2016, the 9th of Adar 2, 5776. This week's message is entitled, More Than Heart, and I'm reading from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 3. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. When reading the descriptions of the various sacrifices in the third book of Moses, it becomes apparent that the emphasis isn't so much on why various sacrifices were offered, but rather what the requirements were for each sacrifice. This includes which animals were allowed, since certain animals were acceptable for some sacrifices and not for others, which offerings included portions for the Kohanim, or in English the priests, and which did not, when the people were to keep parts of the animal for eating and when not to, which offerings included grain and or drink, which ones allowed for less expensive items when given by the poor, and so on. God was very particular about the regulations surrounding the sacrifices. People were not to offer to God whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, or however they wanted. How God was to be worshipped was determined by God, not by the people. Someone might want to point out that God was never really interested in the external aspects of worship. Didn't the prophets make this clear, as in this example from Isaiah, which Yeshua quoted several centuries later? This is from Isaiah 29 and verse 13, and you can also check out Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. Performing our duties while our hearts are actually distant from God is hypocrisy. God is not fooled by our simply going through the motions. But the prophetic warning against the trap of heartless submission to God doesn't imply that it's all about the heart. Scripture never gives the impression that God accepts anything and everything we choose to offer him. Faith in God is never to be a cover-up for evil. Our acceptance by God due to Yeshua's final sacrifice for sin doesn't mean that how we approach God no longer matters. In fact, the restrictions upon us are greater than ever before. While the sacrificial system is no longer in force, he now calls for the offering of ourselves. The New Covenant writings see this as the only reasonable response to God's great mercy toward us in the Messiah. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And just as Torah carefully outlined the requirements for the sacrifices, so Paul reminds us that we should take similar care in how we offer ourselves. Continuing in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Certainly our inner motives are essential, but so are the externals. We don't live godly lives to achieve God's acceptance. Rather, because of God's acceptance of us in Yeshua, we strive after godliness, a godliness according to his design. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.